We tend to judge ourselves so much. We tend to struggle so much. And to not struggle doesn't mean you can't do beautiful things in this world. You can't work to right the injustices of the world, that you can't say no to the racism and the pollution of the environment and to the suffering that you can do something about. It doesn't mean that. But to do it from a place of wisdom, to act from a place of kindness and compassion instead of contributing to the suffering of the world. As he said, we human beings are constantly in combat, at war, to escape the fact of being so limited by so many circumstances we can't control. But instead of escaping, we continue to create suffering, waging war with evil, waging war with good, waging war with what is too small or too big, waging war with what is too short or too long, right or wrong, courageously carrying on the battle. Isn't it about time to stop the battle? To rest. Not to fight, but to see this human realm as it is, from our own Buddha wisdom, from the eyes, the heart of the Buddha. And from that place, people would come and say, well, I have doubts, what should I do? And he'd say, doubts are natural. Everyone will have doubts. That's fine. See how they come and go. Look and see who is it that experiences these doubts. That's the place you want to look from. Who do these doubts arise in? How can you be free with the doubts still arising and passing? There is a freedom to be found. Or desire. I still have desires, Ajahn Chah. What should I do? He said, it's like children, isn't it? They come and they say, I want to go to Disneyland. Can we have candy? What are we going to do after lunch? Can we have this? Can we have that? He said, you know, you don't try to beat the children away when they do that. You just smile at them. Sure, sure, it's okay. They're there. That's the desiring mind. It's just what it is. It's just the way it is. The thoughts come, I'm doing it right, I'm not doing it right, they're doing it right, they're not doing it right. Oh, my meditation, it's getting so good, I'm going to get enlightened any minute. And he would laugh, he'd say, that's the moment where you lose it, isn't it? Oh, what am I going to do after I get enlightened? Ah, such a great thought. And all you do is, you see, that's the thinking mind, isn't it? We went on a drive one day, we were invited to this temple on the Cambodian border. He had a number of branch temples that began to grow. Initially, when we were first there, it was, just two or three branch temples, and then gradually they've grown to more than 100. But this was one of the first 10 or so. And the driver we had was this young man in a kind of rickety Toyota pickup. And the ride was through the mountains on this dirt road that was very twisty and you couldn't see around the curves or anything. And the guy was just a mad driver. He was driving so fast, and we said, please slow down a little bit. He didn't listen. He was this young guy who was into driving, you know. And mostly the road was empty, this dirt road, but periodically there would be logging trucks or buses, you know, or somebody on a bicycle or a water buffalo in the middle of the road or something. And you couldn't see around the curves, and he's just driving. And so I'm holding on, my knuckles are white, and I'm, you know, saying, all right, I'm going to die a monk. I better compose myself, breathing, and I'll kind of, because it was really alarming. And then I look over and I see Ajahn Chah's holding on, and his knuckles are white too, you know. And I think, oh, there's some kind of, you know how it is, some relief. Oh, him too. Here we are, you know. And finally we made it. We pulled in the courtyard of this little kind of primitive temple there. The car stopped. It's silent for a moment after this ride. And he looks at me and he said, scary ride, wasn't it? It's just that, with this big smile, you know, like he'd just been to Disneyland and had the e-ticket ride, right? And there's a way in which I don't think he was afraid to die, really. He showed it in so many fashions. So I don't think that's what was going on when he was holding on in the car. It was just the way it was. It was a scary ride. And he looked and said, scary ride, isn't it? As if you could bow to it and say, that's the scary ride. That's that part of life. It's just the way things are.